I love the terminology is great, but the mystical element.
Magically acquiring pornography. I can't believe that a reporter in the year 2006 described accessing the internet as magic.
Yeah, it's. I think there's some pretty serious issues.
Yes.
With the reportage. if not the reporter, I think that there's definitely some issues with how it's presented. Like everything about this is designed to scare.
Yeah.
Is designed to scare parents.
It's like...
Honestly, parents should... They should know about this stuff. I'll be so glad when our generation takes the helm.
Yes.
And we are the parents that are being referred to in these stories.
Yeah.
And when they try to do this kind of shit, we'll be like, yeah. Yeah, it's the web. That's why I have software installed at home. And he doesn't get to use it unless I say so.
Yeah.
There's no magic. There's no elves. Tiny elves.
A dark portal appeared above the PSP.
Pornography.
And a tiny naked woman.
So slender. Merely the ankle was exposed. I mean, it's just... Ugh.
Yucky. I mean, you can see him and his friends, like, in the library with their wizard caps on. Oh. Each of them touching the PSP like it was a Ouija board.
And they're sort of moving it around. Yeah. Like, each of them, like, some power.
It spells out P. Oh,
R. And it's like by the time it gets to the R, like they're so excited, they're almost shaking in yeah. anticipation.
Like, does this guy not have a fucking
no,
computer?
Dude? It'd be like, imagine if they had a thing where it's like kids are using Etch a Sketch. No, this is what this is. This is like, do you know that kids are using calculators? The calculators you purchased for math class. To spell out the word boob.
Oh, man, that's a good trick.
I know that it's great.
You can do boobies, too.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How? Like?
There's just a 1 and a 5 in there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's boobies.
Well, it's close.
Oh, you put a 3 in.
You put a 3 in there.
There
too.
We go. I was like, boobies.
Boobies.
Listen, I would love to be excited about
you
that
You can do
organ.
Ass, too, I think. Can't you do ass? I haven't had to do that in a long time.
Yeah, you haven't had to put in like numbers and have that be your titillation.
Yeah,
you've had greater access.
I remember being very excited by it though.
Oh yeah, you turn the shit around. And it's like, well, it's like the speak and spell. You know that kids are typing in naughty words into the speak and spell.
Okay, we have a. Did we show you that toy that we got for Gabe? The caterpillar, and he has all the each of his legs is a different letter, and when you push the letter, he makes the sound like you push C, and he goes kuh, right. We show you that.
That sounds great.
Well, this is the job I want. So this thing, obviously, the first thing I do is I try to make it say "dick," sound like "dick." But when you get to the "k," he goes,
sound.
"Yeah," he goes, "hee," that tickles. Yeah. So someone had to sit there and think of everything,
every naughty thing,
and I came up with some dirty shit to try to make this caterpillar say, and he just giggles and laughs. He wasn't having it. Like, that's the job I want. I want to be in a room with this caterpillar and be like, all right, we need you to think of every filthy, disgusting word. Made up stuff, too, that doesn't really mean anything but sounds bad.
I mean, I bet they have a person, because this is probably not the only product.
No.
I bet they have a person, and nobody really likes that guy, but he's just sort of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he is a monster.
Yeah, he's just filthy.
Yeah. And it's like nobody really wants to talk to him, really hang out with him, but it's like a necessary evil.
They got
to
have
someone,
him there.
It's like the enemy.
Because he thinks of words that no one else at this, you know, toy company is going to come up with.
Exactly. They're like,
is that really a word? Is that
are kids saying that? It's like they have the big meeting. And it's like, all right, fart.
Yeah. Poop.
Poopoos.
We've got poop. And then he comes up with his list of like 80 words. And it's, a woman passes out.
And it's like he's got the other one. It's like.
But, that guy doesn't want to say it. Do we have butt?
Toot.
Toot.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna sit there.
And then this other guy comes up and he's like, sodomite. What?
Oh!
Scat. Golden shower. Listen, you put him in there. We'll trust you.
We got it under control. Potty.
Potty?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think this is great.
Yeah.
I bet there's something in some facet of this. There has to be something. Like, even a more ridiculous version
of... Did you know that kids are using their Etch-a-Sketch to draw naked ladies?
Yeah, but, like, how awesome would that picture be? Like,
yeah.
if we had you draw, like, at all right angles...
A naked woman.
A naked woman. Like, it would be... You would not be able to comprehend it.
Yeah.
Like, it would just be, like, some squares. Like, draw this booby. You know what I'm saying? Like you'd go in there and draw a big square for the nipple.
Yeah.
Do you know that kids, like, I mean, 1970s?
Yeah.
Kids are using their Etch-A-Sketch. Or they're using their Play-Doh to make cock and balls.
I never did that. You did that?
I knew a guy.
You knew a guy?
Well, yeah. I mean, he was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I didn't really like him.
I think that kids will always use whatever they have.
Whatever. This is it. Whatever you give them, they will pervert.
Yeah.
Like, I remember. I'm not going to go into detail.
You should go into detail. No one's listening.
I guess that's true. Anyway, all the story would do, the only purpose the story would serve would be to convince young and old that young men cannot be trusted with any physical object at any time.
Well, now I'm curious.
Well, no, that's it. I'm done with it.
Okay.
But I'm saying that no matter what you give them, like, the internet is a big thing.
The internet's, yeah.
Like, things we could never have dreamed of.
Yeah.
Well, no, the things we did dream of. At night, in our most sweet reveries.
Yeah.
But, like butts, basically.
Like butts, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I think there's juice in this Etch-A-Sketch.
Okay.
Like these different things, like I think Etch-A-Sketches and calculators.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Like, the punchline might be, you know, like, his next expose would be on calculators.
Boobies.
Boobs. Oh, man, I felt so cool when I did it, too.
You were like some kind of criminal mastermind.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, teacher's coming. See.
Yeah, clear that shit.
Yeah. You don't want that stuff on there.
Yeah.
She didn't take you to the principal's office. Seriously, for disseminating that kind of material. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Boob material.
But it's like, so this, and then they have the little blurb about, well, this other kid, he got charged with a felony for bringing porn on his...
He was in jail for 40 years.
On his PSP. Okay, well, now it's on a PSP. Like, I can't tell you how many kids had Playboys in their lockers, you know?
Oh, yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's like,
It's the same stuff.
It isn't even that it's the same stuff. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at this.
Right.
Oh, this has never happened before. Because before today, before the PlayStation Portable was able to access the internet...
Boys were not interested in looking at naked women.
No, it never happened.
Yeah.
They didn't know anything about it. And as a matter of fact, they simply looked at their naked wife for as many as 15 minutes trying to figure out how it all went together. They had no fucking concept of it.
Yeah.
Before that. I have to be honest, I have no idea what to do.
Honey, I've never seen one of these before.
This is all super weird.
Yeah.
That's the great thing, is if somebody will download this, a young person will download this and will be in the same boat. They will have downloaded these illicit materials.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because we're talking about human beings and things that happen. A big trouble. Look out.